snap. First and 15 for the Pirates from their own 46-yard line. And they have two wide to the right, one to the left, working off the left hash, and two running backs in the backfield with Kirsch. 4:29 left. It's 14-6 Ubley. And Lanphier has this, or excuse me, that's Shelke with the handoff. He's across the 40 down to about the 36-yard line. It's going to be a pickup of 9 yards and second down and six to go.
Back to the read option again for Harbor Beach, going with the running game. James Shelke takes it for himself in the read option, gets around the left side of the line and turns it upfield, gets all the penalty yardage back and then some, bringing up second down and manageable.
Second down, and we'll call it five. From the 35-yard line of Ubley. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Same formation as the last few plays. 3:48 left in the first. Kirsch hands this one off. Coming around the right side, that would be to number 20, Daniel Lanphier, and he doesn't have much going there as he was thrown down to the ground by 76, Adam Grifka, a 5'9", 225 senior for the Bearcats. No gain in the play, third down and five.
That's sometimes when the read option can hurt you. If you're indecisive on what to do, you're not moving very quickly, and that gave a big man like Adam Grifka the chance to get into the backfield. Daniel Lanphier, not enough time to get around him, and tackled for basically no gain on the play.
3:13 left in the first quarter. Ubley with two scores and 16 points. Harbor Beach with one score for 6 points. Third down and five from the Ubley 35-yard line. Kirsch awaiting the snap, man in motion to the fire. That'd be Shed. Rolling to his left, looking to pass, has time to throw. It hits the helmet, face mask, and this one's intercepted at the 29-yard line by Ubley. It hit the face mask of Grant Hansen, popped directly into the air, and there is Anthony Sweeney to scoop it up for the interception, and the first turnover of the game goes in favor of the Bearcats with 2:52 left in the first.
And Anthony Sweeney, the benefactor on the play, as he's in perfect position to catch that loose football and pick it off for our first turnover of the game. And that's devastating if you're Harbor Beach, because you had a nice drive going, a chance to get this game down to one score, and all of a sudden now this high-powered Ubley offense has a chance to take a huge lead here, still in the first quarter, mind you.
In the T formation, it's a handoff to Derek Brown right in the middle. Same exact result and same exact play. A 12-yard run brought down by James Shelke. Another first down for the Bearcats.
Yeah, Derek Brown having a heck of a first quarter here. He's 81 yards already in the first quarter, Clark.
And that's only on 6 carries. It always helps when nearly every run is for 12 yards brought down by James
Shelke. It is, but you can't keep feeding him the rock. He's too tired after every carry.
Let alone going bowling and being sore, Dave.
No kidding.
First and 10, left, right to left, grassroots radio for the Bearcats. 2:28 left in the first, and it's a handoff. This one's to Nathan Keller. He tries to get off his first tackle. He gets across the 45 out to about the 46-yard line, depending on the spot. And we have a timeout called by the Bearcats, as he was brought down by Cole Anderson. We'll stick with you. 2:19 left in the first quarter. It's Ubley 16, Harbor Beach 6. Dave, this sounds bad, but Ubley is facing a second down and 6. This is the worst field position they've had on a down a drive yet.
Yeah, there's nothing to worry about if you're them either. Just keep running the football. 5 yards is one of the worst runs they've had all night, and that's usually a pretty good one in most games.
Especially for the games that spent like last week. Ubley, or USA and Lakers, and USA and Cass City, and Lakers and Cass City. It was a ground game, but yet just march through the trenches. It was some trench warfare and not much going.
Well, when Harbor Beach in past years, and I mean skip the spread offense years, and Harbor Beach Ubley always used to be of 2 yards or 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and it's totally different here right now.
As Ubley is able to just keep it between the tackles and march right down the field, Harbor Beach going through the air, of course, with one interception on their ball, or in this ball game, gives the ball back to Ubley, and they're facing a second down and 5 in good field position at their own 46-yard line with 2:19 left in the first quarter. Still, we're 30 minutes into kickoff.
That's the thing. Mychek hasn't even carried the football yet. You always have that. That's your best fake in the wing tee, in my opinion, is you get those running backs going, and then the quarterback keeps it around the end. Coach Kaufman hasn't even called that play yet.
They would hornswoggle that defense into it, that's for sure. It's a handoff, this one to Jonathan Brandle. He stopped short of the first down marker by about a yard, right at midfield on the right side of the 50-yard line, brought down by number 76, Brett Dahlke.
Brett Dahlke, he's 6'2", 210-pound junior on that defensive line. One of them big bodies underclassmen that Harbor Beach hopefully will have again next season.
Harbor Beach has a big roster, only four seniors and one sophomore, everyone else a junior. Ubley facing a third down and very manageable, 1 yard to go. They need to get to the Harbor Beach 49-yard line. They're in midfield. It's a handoff to Jonathan Brandley. He trips up, but it looks like he got the first down marker and about another half of a yard beyond that. And was that Derek Brown actually on the bottom of the pile there, Dave?
I think you're right. I think it was Derek Brown on that carry. Looked like he did trip up a little bit, but plenty enough for the first down and a fresh set of downs for the Bearcats.
Into Harbor Beach territory, minute 36 left in the first. It's 16-6, probably by 10 points. Never helps when you have orange on white numbers. And, of course, all the running backs, very similar numbers. Not doing us any favors up here. First and 10 for the Bearcats, right to left across your radio. T formation, Matt Mychek under center. And off to the third option, or is this a keeper? It is keeper. Matt Mychek coming around, has the first down, cuts back in midfield, and finally brought down at the 33-yard line by Brady Kirsch out of the safety. And a big gain on first down of 16 yards for Matt Mychek. Dave, you called
just,
that one.
You just had a feeling that play was coming, Clark. Eventually, Harbor Beach gets a couple shorter gains. It takes three plays, finally, for Ubley to maneuver a first down. And what does Coach Kaufman do on first down? He says, fine, then I'll finally give it to Mychek around the end. And he goes for a big gain and get a first down. Now, Ubley driving in Pirate territory.
At the 34-yard line of Harbor Beach, trying to go for their third score of the night. We still have 1 minute remaining in the first. 16-6, Ubley. Taking their time, coming up to the line of scrimmage, as that's pretty much the only time they take off the clock except for scoring. T formation, Mychek under center. Working off the right hash, and a quick handoff to Brandle, and a big man number 78 of Harbor Beach, Zach Schweitzer, the nose guard, jumps out of his tackle and brings down Brandle for no gain on the play. 30 seconds remain.
Yeah, he is definitely a big guy. 6 foot, 300 pounds on that defensive line, a junior for Harbor Beach, and they ran right into him, and they fell down quickly.
You look at the front line for Harbor Beach, and they've got some
big,
decent size. They're very big, and they can only improve from this point forward. And, you know, they're scheduling this game at 4-3. That's nothing to be ashamed of. Regardless, the Greater Thumb East is a little down this year, aside from Ubley. Harbor Beach, the next closest thing. They lost to Brown City last week. A tough one for them, and here they are trying to battle with Ubley. And with that whistle, we have reached the end of the first quarter with Ubley leading by 10, 16-6 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Hi, this is your state representative, Dr. Ned Canfield. One of the things we have learned from the Flint water crisis is that young children at risk for lead exposure need to be tested. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend that all children identified to be at risk for exposure to lead should be tested at 1 and 2 years of age. Talk to your doctor or healthcare provider to review your child's risk, and if necessary, get them tested. This is your State Representative, Dr. Ned Canfield. Let's make this a healthy Michigan.
Brought to you as a public service by A Healthy Michigan.
As one would expect against Harbor Beach and Ubley. Full stands on both sides of the field. Homecoming night in Harbor Beach. A beautiful night for football. Beautiful weather. We saw a beautiful sunset to our right side of our radio. As we're facing south, a slight 10-mile-an-hour wind into our open-air booth tonight. I think I might be the only one of our crew tonight that is enjoying it, but I thoroughly am.
No, I came prepared. I am
okay.
Ready to go.
Everyone looks good. They're all wearing their WLW Sports jackets.
Well, almost all of us.
Almost. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm wearing a sport coat.
We'll make an exception.
Sorry for dressing up, fellas.
You'll be all right.
And actually, all six of us in the booth tonight. Kayla O'Neill in tow for two.
Right. Gotcha.
And, of course, Jay O'Neill in the booth as well tonight as well, making it a family affair. First and 10 for the Bearcats, 12 minutes in the second quarter left. And it's a quick handoff to Derek Brown. And we have, that's going to be a face mask as Derek Brown was moving forward. And all of a sudden, he dove backwards on the tackle. And this is going to be a flag against Jacob Waugh.